Wednesday, June 8, 2005, House Special Committee on Budget, Subcommittee on Human Services and Public Safety. Today we'll be dealing with House Bill 5146, and that is the budget for the Oregon Judicial Department. And we'll begin with Robin Lamont.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm going to walk you through my memo. First, I just wanted to identify that due to how Orbis is laid out, the memo looks a little bit funny. But for the purposes of the subcommittee's understanding, the LFO recommendation in package 081 and package 100 is essentially a wash. And where we start, well, it is a wash. And so where we actually start in terms of a walkthrough of the governor's budget to the co-chair's budget is that we start with package B. For this subcommittee to understand, the $24.7 million that is the governor's unspecified reduction actually includes the $13 million that's identified above. And so that is not an additional restoration.
Okay. Thank you.
So the first policy package that we have is package 801, as noted, which is a $24.7 million reduction. 810. which is the governor's unspecified reduction. I have lumped together all of the Chief Justice's general fund policy packages that are detailed on the Orbis report, which results in a net elimination of $39.6 million in requested general fund, 53 positions, and 28.99 FTE. I've added a comment based on discussions with the co-chairs and with the judiciary folks. There is a plan to fund methamphetamine enforcement through the legislature this biennium. And the note, the comment essentially notes that package 102 that is part of what's being reduced above in the $39 million. Package 102 includes $942,679 general fund and 9 positions and 7.75 FTE that continue staff support and funding for drug courts. These drug courts are currently grant funded, and the grant funding will expire during the 05-07 biennium. If the legislature passes legislation to address the methamphetamine crisis using drug courts, consideration should be given to funding these existing drug courts out of the resources that are allocated.
Okay.
On page 2, there's a brief description of technical adjustments to package 112. Which is the which includes a Bureau of Justice Assistance Drug Court grant, a child support intergovernmental agreement with the Department of Justice, and a juvenile accountability block grant. This includes 10 positions and 8.41 FTE associated with the grants. And then the co-chairs restored $19 million out of that $24.7 million noted on the previous page. And what this does is to restore the filing fee surcharge and then the governor's unspecified reduction. And again, there's a comment. The co-chairs agreed to allow the Judicial Department to retain the approximately $1.9 million in savings from the reduced PERS rate and did not require a 13% reduction to reduction to services and supplies and capital outlay. These decisions mitigated the approximately $5.7 million general fund gap between the Chief Justice maintenance level budget and the co-chair restoration. The remaining gap is $3.9 million and 21.22 FTE. The co-chairs expect that the Judicial Department will manage its caseload with these resources and will not eliminate services for those programs that rank lower on the Chief Justice's priority ranking. In particular, the co-chairs expect that small claims will receive the same level of service as all other civil actions. Approval of the LFO recommendation results in a total agency budget of $302,681,608 total funds and $1,838.75 FTE.
All right. Representative Hannah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Lamont, help me one more time. I know we've been through this, but this becomes confusing. If we go back to the front of page 1, the 24,706,451, and we're restoring the $19 million in Package 811.
Right.
Now we're at the gap of just under $6 million.
That's correct.
What were the other credits that brought it to the 3.9 gap from the Chief Justice?
Mr. Chair and Representative Hannah, that is allowing the department to retain $1.9 million in savings from PERS.
Okay.
And also, it's not it's not a savings, but it's not a cost that was imposed, that the co-chairs did not require the Judicial Department to take the 3% cut to SNS, which was a which avoided a cut of approximately $800,000.
I have a question. I'm just making sure that the numbers work out right. If you were just to look at the various packages,
mm-hmm.
it looks like we have $13 million additional money just because it's listed as a positive $13 million in the first and then a positive $19 million back here. And so the final figures do indicate that that $13 million is part of the $24.5 million that was being taken out by the GRB recognition.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, as I explained, if you go to the Orbitz report,
that's my
sole reason for listing that, and I apologize profusely for the confusion, is that in essence the $13 million is taken out of Orbitz twice. You see it first as a negative. You see then the $64 million, which includes the
$13 million.
Okay. And then you see the restoration of the $13 million. I felt I had to reference it, but it really is a wash, and the number that we are starting from is the 24.7.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Questions, Representative Wisnett?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mrs. Lamont, tell me again about the, and I'm excited about the drug court funding, but so we're going to, because the grants have run out, or we're not, their time limits ended, we're going to fund it with general funds. But if they get the grant, will that money then, what will happen with that money?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, right this minute in this recommendation, there is no general fund for drug courts.
So you're assuming that it's going to happen? Is that the assumption?
This budget makes no assumption as to whether or not that money will be restored, but that is included in the $39.6 million, that is part of the Chief Justice policy package that is eliminated. And so the comment is an alert to this committee that if indeed there is intention to fund methamphetamine enforcement and through the use of drug courts, that there's a need to consider restoring or allocating the general fund necessary to maintain these drug courts.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
Representative Wisnett.
Thank you. Mrs. Lamont, do we know when the grant runs out and when the new ones would come in online?
Mr. Chair and Representative Wisnett, there are about, I think, 8 or 9 drug courts. The grant funding will expire at various different times for those courts.
Okay, Representative Pence.
Okay, well, thank you, Ms. Lamont, for highlighting that. That would be... It would be indeed a tragedy if those programs next stop, and we just have to be real aware that in the next phase through the methamphetamine package that we have to find restoration for them. Now, with that 900,000, when we're looking at the gap from the Chief Justice recommended the 24 million. Well, that would additional money there help close that gap, or is this in addition to the gap?
Chair Richardson and Representative Hanna, I'm not really exactly sure how to answer that. These positions are currently other funded.
Okay.
But they are existing positions.
Yeah.
In order for them to continue, we would need to fund them with the general fund. So it is technically an addition to, not a funding of the current service level or the essential budget level.
So basically, if other funding comes in, then everything continues. If other funding does not, then it's going to have to be addressed as to whether or not additional general funds are used to maintain the government.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, there's no assumption that we would get additional other funds.
Is there a request for grants, or is the grants ending and that's the end of it?
Do you want to come forward?
Can you clarify that for us, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Nancy Miller. I'm the Deputy State Court Administrator for Program Operations. We have, let me just give you the actual counties and the expiration dates. In Marion County, we have one FTE expiring 12/05. In Benton County, we have one FTE. Half of it expires 6/06, the other half 9/06. In Malheur County, we have half of an FTE that expires 6/30/05, and in Multnomah County, 5.25 that expires 7/05. We did a presentation to the Joint Committee during right before our Ways and Means hearing. Multnomah County has a stop grant in. That's the name of their drug court. There is a stop grant in, and I cannot recollect the exact number of positions. I don't know that it's all five, but let me turn around for 1 second and ask. Gail, do you remember if it's all five? We think it's all five. So we may know about the stop grant soon. And what's happening, we're working closely with the Criminal Justice Commission. The information that we have right now is that there may be an intent on the part of the legislature to allocate money to the Criminal Justice Commission to fund grants for drug courts. What we are saying to the Criminal Justice Commission is, please let us be first in line, because we don't want to shut down these drug courts if the funding doesn't come through before we open up new drug courts. So the Criminal Justice Commission is very receptive to that conversation.
Okay, Representative, who is that?
A couple questions. First, on Mrs. Miller's just recent comment there. We're going back and asking the commission to get involved in the drug courts. I thought we were trying to relieve them of some of their other responsibilities so they could focus on their strategic planning.
Mr. Chair, Representative Wisnant, this is a conversation that we've had with folks numerous times in the building. We have requested that if the legislature has an intent to fund drug courts, that with all due respect, it makes the most sense to fund the Judicial Department positions directly. It's my understanding that the folks who have been doing the planning on the drug courts believe that it needs to go through the Criminal Justice Commission, and I don't totally understand it.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I do believe that when the decisions have been made about the structure of that bill and the recommended funding, that it will probably be in front of this committee, so you will have the opportunity to look at what the plans are at that time.
Okay. Representative Wisnant?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Mrs. Lamont, maybe I'm looking for some intelligence information, since if I'm not mistaken, the House budget has $5.1 million for meth initiative, which you're talking about using for the drug funds, but the Senate budget still does not have any money for meth initiative. Is that?
I don't know that for a fact, Representative Wisnant. I don't know what is included for policy bills at this point.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nope.
All right. we could entertain a motion so far.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Approval of this LFO recommendation would result in the total agency budget of $302,681,608 and 1,838.75 FTE. I would make a motion that we approve the budget packages as described by LFO.
Representative Hanna moves that we accept the LFO recommendations of the budget packages that have been discussed thus far. Is there discussion on the motion? Representative Hanson?
Well, I'll be supporting the motion, and I think we've made a great deal of progress on this budget. I'm still saddened that we couldn't go a little bit farther, but that's often the case with budgets.
Further discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, motion carries.
Item two is the ending balance review. LFO reviewed the other funds' ending balances for the department. There's a $1.1 million non-limited other fund ending balance, other fund ending balance, and a non-limited other fund ending balance of $1.5 million. These ending fund balances represent 3 months reserves for the other fund operating account and a $1.5 month reserve for the non-limited other funds collection account.
Okay. All right. Representative Hanna?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would make a motion to approve the ending fund balances.
Representative Hanna has moved that we approve the ending balances as have been described to us by our LFO analysts. Is there a discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Hearing none, motion carries.
Performance measure review. Chair, yes. Item number three, the performance measures for the Judicial Department are attached. These are new measures this biennium. The subcommittee reviewed the performance measures and did not recommend any changes.
Okay, we'll take just a moment, look through them. Chair, entertain a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would make a motion that the performance measures as listed be approved.
Representative Hanna moves that performance measures that have been proposed as we have listed before us be approved. Is there discussion on the performance measures? Representative Hanson.
Well, just a quick comment on the drug court recidivism measurement of the 90% is certainly impressive. If we can get to that.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it shows where resources can be placed that really do make a difference.
How many people does that represent?
Six. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, that would be really depressing.
You know,
no, I'm looking to see if the department has an answer to that question.
I'm just curious to see how many.
Okay, are we talking about hundreds?
I believe.
All right.
Everyone counts.
I'm not sure I got some number on
half of the money that we spend on these programs because of math. If we could not have to do that and not have that problem.
Certainly. And I recently attended a seminar that was put on by Congressman Walden, and he brought with him some experts from the federal government who were saying that the normal drug treatment success ratio for meth users is 40%. So that's so if you have the benefit of like the crisis relief nurseries and drug courts all working with, you have kind of a carrot and a stick approach. And I'm just grateful that they're having such success.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, we have to meet this face.
Final
face
well, comment on that area. there's lots of different ways that the results are measured. You know, the not committing a felony or a misdemeanor in a year or two isn't a real high standard. On the other hand, even in cases where there's relapses and some back slippage, there's usually significant improvement in terms of the duration of the usage, the ability to function, that the episode of usage is usually a lot shorter and people can get back into treatment when they realize that, yeah, that did work in their life for a while. And so there's a lot, sometimes it's hard to measure all the benefits, but they're certainly there.
True, and I understand also from those that are involved as careers in treating drugs and alcohol that sometimes it takes 2 or 3 times through treatment before it's finally, you know, a long-term, I'd like to say permanent, but never really know about permanent change in a person's life. And also, you're right certainly about the measurements, because in some of the government measurements, they say, well, did they finish the program? In other words, you're successful if you finished the treatment, even though 3 months later you may be back on the drugs. And the real issue, I think, is measuring long-term ability to avoid going back in the drug use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but at least it's working in the right direction.
Or from having your children go into it.
Okay, any further discussion on accepting performance measures? Is that... I think that's where we're at.
Right.
Is there any objection to accepting the performance measures? Hearing none, motion carries. Ms. Lamont.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the next action that you have in front of you is to approve the -1 amendments that incorporate House Bill 5042, which was the original Judicial Department budget bill. The -1 amendments are attached.
Okay. Chair, accept a motion to merge these bills, amend one and the other.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would make a motion that the committee approve the -1 amendments that incorporate House Bill 5042, the Judicial Department budget bill.
Representative Hanna moves that the -1 amendments be incorporated into House Bill 5042, the Judicial Department budget bill. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none. Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, then the final action that needs to happen is to amend the -1 amendments to insert the revised budget amounts based on the LFO recommendations, and those are listed on page 3, and I will briefly read them. In Section 1, General Fund, Subsection 1, Line 7, Operations, delete 297-771-753 and insert 258-236-244. In Subsection 2, Line 8, Mandated Payments, delete 162-49-549 and insert 125-26-573. In Section 2, Other Funds, Line 10, delete 23505766 and insert 24304626. In Section 4, Federal Funds, Line 23, delete 892247 and insert 1390110.
Right. With this action, are we prepared to have a final subcommittee? We make these amendments and then have a due pass recommendation?
Mr. Chair, my recommended motion incorporates both of those things. It recommends that the subcommittee adopt the amendments as described and move the bill as amended to the full with a due pass recommendation.
Yeah, I think just for clarity, I'll go ahead and break it into two motions.
That's fine.
If I could have first a motion on accepting the amendments that have been presented by our LFO analysts.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would make a motion to approve the recommended amendments to House Bill 5146-1 as read by Ms. Lamont.
Representative Hanna has moved that the amendments of the figures that have been set forth by Ms. Lamont be amended into House Bill 5146. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Then House Bill 5146 is amended with these changes in the figures that have been presented, and we're now prepared for our final motion.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would make a motion for a final approval to move House Bill 5146-1 as amended to the full House Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Hanna moves 5146 as amended to full House Budget Committee with due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, motion carries. And that will end the work session on House Bill 5146.
And Mr. Chair, with this, I believe we have completed your work for the next, for today and tomorrow. And so I believe that you have no other matters in front of you tomorrow.
Well, that's good news. Thank you very much,
Mr. Chair. Before we adjourn,
I also need a carrier.
Representative Hanna would be carrier. Thank you.
Bad tag.
May I make a comment, Mr. Chair?
Representative Hanna.
I just want to say that through this process, both in our current committee form and in its prior combined form, I have been duly impressed by the dedication to this process by our Chief Justice and staff. I've been amazed at the amount of time they have spent here in the hearing process and meeting with folks on the floor. It's been an incredible learning process for someone like myself who's new to the process, and I appreciate their patience with my learning and question process. It's nice to see that we have dedicated folks working towards these very complicated budgets, and I appreciate their help and through the process.
And we thank you for that and your entire staff. What great work you're doing. Are there any other matters that need to come before the committee? If not, then we are adjourned, and we'll be given a schedule for our events starting Monday. Thank you.
Wow, I mean, we have 4 days.